Senators are on track to reopen the debate about ending capital punishment in Utah. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Republican Senator Stephen Urquhart says capital punishment makes sense in theory, but its true cost to taxpayers and to victims are making him question if the state should continue executing criminals. His Senate Bill 189 would abolish the death penalty for future capital cases. Jency Anderson of the Rocky Mountain Innocence Project told senators in a hearing Tuesday that 4% of those condemned to death are later proven innocent.
Because the death penalty is the perfect, irrefutable, and unreversible punishment, it is indefensible to have it in an imperfect system.
But death penalty supporters don't see any reason for change, like the director of the conservative Utah Eagle Forum, Marianne Christensen.
When we take the life of a heinous murderer and a repeat offender, it honors the lives of the people whose lives were taken by him.
At least one senator says capital punishment has too many fiscal, policy, and moral implications to take up so late in the session. But Urquhart insisted at Tuesday's hearing that the real-world stakes of capital punishment are too high to ignore.
Think about this, the craven insanity of this. Here's a prosecutor, a government employee, said the inevitability of a mistake should not serve as grounds to eliminate the death penalty. Yes, it should.
Urquhart's legislation to end the death penalty in Utah is on the list of bills to be discussed during the final 2 weeks of the 2016 legislative session. Judy Fays, KUER News.